Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today begins a two-week trial in the Sandra Merritt case regarding the criminal charges filed against her and David DeLayden by the California Attorney General. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We have been weeks in California. Last week, one of our attorneys was in California for the entire week. 2 days of deposition for David DeLayden, and 2 days set aside for the deposition of our client, Sandra Merritt. Both of these were part of the undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood that revealed these videos of Planned Parenthood high-level officials laughing, bragging, talking about how they were selecting and harvesting baby body parts as a result of their undercover First Amendment-protected journalistic activity. The Attorney General, Becerra, filed 15 felony counts against both of them, and we've been in depositions for weeks. Now what's happening starting today is a two-week, what's called a preliminary hearing. And in California, you have a preliminary hearing to determine whether or not you're actually going to have the criminal hearing. It's kind of like putting on a mini trial, if you will, before you actually go to the real level of trial. So if the judge does not dismiss after this 2 weeks, that means we have to go back for a lengthy trial. And this preliminary hearing, Holly, is 2 weeks in itself. The enormous amount of time and expenses that we're having to expend to defend Sandra Merritt, who's innocent, is incredible. But you know what? She did not do anything wrong. She is someone that we are grateful for being brave and doing the right thing as a journalist to reveal what's going on behind the closed doors with Planned Parenthood.
You know, Matt, it just reveals the evilness and the greed that is behind this company, Planned Parenthood, that they're willing to go to this extent to be able to have the right to kill and to sell baby body parts. You know, I heard recently Abby Johnson, who was one of the former directors of one of the centers in Texas, testified that her center alone brought in millions of dollars per year selling baby body parts. Millions.
Millions, yeah. I mean, and that's not...
That's just one.
That's not counting the money that they bring in.
That's not abortion. It's
from
just
abortion.
Selling the baby body parts.
And in that movie, On Plan, it's very well done. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to see it. But it's very well done. And the Planned Parenthood representative, who ultimately was in the movie working with the opening of the largest Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, the largest abortion clinic, frankly, in the Western Hemisphere in Houston, Texas, confronted Abby Johnson when she was going through some turmoil after she actually witnessed a first trimester abortion, and she saw it on the ultrasound screen. And she said that abortion is what pays their salary. It is their bread and butter. It is what ultimately provides the resources for Planned Parenthood to operate. You know, even the Los Angeles Times editorial board, when Attorney General Becerra filed these 15 charges against Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, they issued an editorial protesting the Attorney General because they understand the implications that it will have for free speech. You know, I also find it very ironic that, Julian Assange, who released hundreds of thousands of documents and communications that ultimately put some of our men and women who defend us at risk by revealing some security issues. Now that he has been indicted for the crime of espionage and other matters that he was involved in, some of the media are coming to his defense and others are saying, oh, this is the end of journalism. Where are they when Sandra Merritt, other than the Los Angeles Times editorial board, where are the media pundits that are now decrying, raising the horrible prospect that First Amendment journalism is being attacked with the indictment of Julian Assange, who intentionally revealed information that literally put men and women at risk, information that could likely and may well have resulted in the death or capture or the inability of our military and service members to stop certain terrorist activities. That's what he did by releasing hundreds of thousands of documents. And now they're saying, oh, terrible, it's an assault on journalism. Well, you know what? This is an assault on journalism. This is revealing the barbaric harvesting of baby body parts and selling them. And what they did was not what Julian Assange did. They did not try to break into a computer system, crack codes. They engaged in conversations in public, and those conversations were taped. And in California, that is an exception to the recording requirement. It's also an exception to the recording requirement if you believe that the person that you are recording has engaged in or likely would engage in some kind of criminal activity. And of course, both of these apply. So what they have been doing is a legitimate First Amendment journalism, and now they're facing 15 felony counts, which could put them in prison for many, many years.
You know, Matt, and you know, we love animals, right? But if this had been about animals, this would not be, you know, an issue. But because it's about babies and because, you know, Planned Parenthood pays these different legislators, gives contributions, so to speak, to these legislators, they are very much on the side of Planned Parenthood. But, you know, I think of one of the videos I saw where one of the directors was talking about, you know, selling and haggling over prices of baby body parts. And she says, you know, my dream is to get a Lamborghini one day. So she's talking about human lives. She's selling human lives, innocent babies, so that she can get a Lamborghini.
Yeah, and they're joking about they can determine the sex of the baby. They're joking about, oh, it's a boy. They're joking about cutting open the face of a baby, taking a heart while it's still beating. It's despicable, and just to describe it and to think about it is heart-wrenching. And this is what Planned Parenthood has been and continues to do. I mean, they haven't stopped this kind of activity. This is who they are. In fact, their president says that abortion is their core mission, their core mission. It's not something that they do. It's not breast cancer. It's not helping women in terms of their medical care. It is abortion. Abortion is their core mission. And that's from the current Planned Parenthood president. This is just one, by the way, of two suits that we are defending in California. This one is the state of California against our client, Sandra Merritt. We also have another one with Planned Parenthood filing a private lawsuit against Sandra Merritt, asking for millions of dollars in damages, claiming that the videos have resulted in the loss of millions of dollars of income from the state and federal governments and so forth because of these videos. And therefore, Sandra Merritt ought to pay back those millions of dollars. So this is two cases in California against our client. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She has put everything on the line. And I encourage you, as this two-week trial begins today, it has been a long, exhausting process just to get it to this phase. It's not over yet by any means. Pray for our Liberty Counsel team, our legal staff that's literally in California starting the hearing today. Pray for our client, Sandra Merritt. And stand with us both in your prayers and your support. This is an enormously expensive case. But it would be enormously expensive to our freedom and to the life of these children if we were not there to stand with her. And if we were not there, here's what would happen. She wouldn't have the ability to defend herself in the criminal or the civil case. And it would be her against the state of California with unlimited resources, her against Planned Parenthood without any limitation on its resources. We're here defending. Stand with us. Pray for Sandra Merritt and for this case. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, to support this and other matters that we're involved in with your tax-deductible contribution, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.